drums drown everything else.
Well, we on the monitors, we're still going to have to raise them.
Which one?
On the monitors.
Mm. Yeah, but, you know, your drums.
Yeah.
If you have that.
Yeah, I'm working on a boost. I'm going to manufacture one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A bit of press bricks.
Yeah, yeah. So I've got all the material. I'm going to manufacture one. Because me and Sean, we are in connection with each other with the manufacturing.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm going to build it on a platform as well. So
you want to raise yourself up? Okay.
Yes, on a just like 100
mils. No, that's all, yeah.
Because whenever someone else uses
some pellets,
the,
man.
Yeah, I'm going to do it on that principle. Because then when people come to the church for a different event, then we can just push it back on the pastor wheels to the back. Once we come up on stage, we just pull it off. Because having to pack this thing up, it's nasty.
You think the pastor wheels to be raised and lowered? Don't put your drum kit on a pastor wheel.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
you need to have that stability. But as well, the material that I'm going to use quite thick wood. Brace the whole thing up. It's going to be like a stage.
Thank you.
Good morning, Gateway. Welcome to our morning service. Please stand if you are able and join us as we sing, "We Have Come." We are here to praise the Lord. We are here to welcome His presence. So join, please stand if you are able and join us.
We have come.
We have come
just to praise,
just to praise
our awesome Father,
our awesome Father
in this place. It is love,
it is love
that makes us sing,
that makes us sing.
He's become,
He's become our everything. So let us dance before Him and make a joyful noise. So let us shout aloud, for He is our delight. He's the giver of new life. Awesome Father, it's You we praise. Precious Jesus, in this place. Holy Spirit, holy fire, help us lift His name up higher. Praise Almighty God.
So praise Him.
Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him.
So praise Him.
Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him.
So praise Him.
Praise Him, praise Him,
praise Him. So praise Him.
Praise Him, praise Him,
praise Him. Holy Spirit,
holy fire,
help us lift His fire. Praise Almighty God.
One more time.
So praise Almighty God.
Ready for Christmas? Great. Take an opportunity just to greet those around and about you this morning. Our God is good all the time. Well, remember last week it was scorching hot, dry, and in this past week God has really blessed us with some very, very good rain, and we just give Him praise and thanks. Watch this.
Life moves fast, doesn't it? Every day, there is so much to fit in. But do you ever stop and think? What's the point of it all? Do you ever ask yourself, is there more to life than this? Alpha is a series of sessions exploring life, faith, and meaning. It's a space to explore the big questions, to say what you think, and hear other people's points of view. First up, there's food, then a talk, followed by a discussion. Each talk explores a different aspect of the Christian faith, and then in the small group, you get to say exactly what you think. The aim of the talk is to spark conversation, each week unpacking a different question. There's no obligation to say anything, and there's nothing you can't say. Seriously. It's an opportunity to hear from others and contribute your own perspective in an honest, friendly, and open environment. Why not try it out?
Those who haven't been part of one yet or would like to be part of an Alpha course or have done an Alpha course and still feel you could learn more, please join us next year. We start with the party or the banquet on the 17th of January. It's a Friday evening here at the church. And then we start the following week on Thursday the 23rd at 6:30. As we enjoy the adventure of an Alpha course. And then also don't forget that sometime next year we will be having a Transformations weekend. It's going to be a very romantic weekend, I understand, Andre, starting on 14th of February to the 16th of February. So please join us. This morning I have asked Jade and Zane just to lead us through the Advent candles. Today we light all four candles, so I've asked them to just come forward and to share with us.
Today we will light the fourth candle in the Advent reading. Today we will light the fourth candle in our Advent reading.
Before we do that, we remember God's blessings, symbolized by the candles of hope, peace, and joy.
The fourth candle helps us to remember that God is love.
The Bible tells us that the greatest blessing is love. It is because God so loved the world that Jesus came to share God's love. Mary sings her song in praise of God's love and goodness. Because God loves us, we must love and care for others.
The candle reminds us to share love through others, through words and actions.
Thank you for expressing your love through the life of Jesus, through our lives and the lives of those around us. Help us to remember that your love will never end. Amen. Let us worship Almighty God.
Oh, Israel,
Just like shadows put to fly. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel. Shall come to thee, O
Lord, this is the time when we get to celebrate your birth and be reminded that you came as a babe to die for our sins, Lord. So we just want to sing, O come, let us adore him, King of Kings.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
In the darkness we awake, without hope, without light, till from heaven you came running, there was mercy in your eyes. To fulfill the law and prophets, to a virgin came the word. From the throne of endless glory, to a cradle in the dirt. To reveal the kingdom coming, to reconcile the laws, to redeem the whole creation, you did not despise the cross. For even in your suffering, you saw to the other side. Knowing this was our salvation, Jesus, for our sake you died. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King of Kings.
At the morning that you rose, all of heaven held its breath, so the stone was moved for good. For the Lamb had conquered death, and the dead rose from their tombs, and the angels stood in awe. For the souls of all who'd come
to the Father I restored. And the Church of Christ was born, then the Spirit lit to flame. Now this gospel truth of old shall not kneel, shall not fade. By His blood and in His name, in His freedom I am free. For the love of Jesus Christ, who has resurrected me. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King of Kings.
to pray for peace, and that peace will start within us. So join us as we sing Glory, Let There Be Peace.
One star burns in the darkness, shines with the promise, Emmanuel. One child born in the stillness, living within us, Emmanuel. We're singing glory, glory, let there be peace, let there be peace. Singing glory, glory. Let it start in me. One voice speaks for the voiceless, hope for the hopeless, Emmanuel. One love brings us together, now and forever, Emmanuel. We're singing glory, glory. Singing glory, glory, let there be peace, let it start in me. Do not be afraid, His love is strong enough to save us now.
stands in the way. His love is strong enough to lead us. Do not be afraid. His love is strong enough to save us. Nothing stands in the way. His love is strong enough to lead us. Singing glory, glory, let there be peace, let there be peace. Singing glory, glory, let there be peace, let it start in me. Singing glory, glory, let there be peace, let there be peace. Singing glory, glory, let there be peace, let it start in me. Let there be peace, let it start in me.
You may be seated. We're going to sing a new song. You've heard it during the carol service. But this song reminds us that the night Christ was born, God's love shined so bright. So it's, O Holy Night, your love shines bright.
Savior's birth.
above, we bow down before you.
Spirit will speak to our hearts, that it will bring transformation, that we will be challenged to live a life that is worthy before you. So Father, bless Pastor Wayne as he delivers his word, and may we feel the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Of prayer. Mighty God, as we come into your presence this morning, we thank you, Almighty God, for your powerful presence in our midst. Oh Lord, thank you for the wonderful reminders this morning that you are God. You are Almighty God, that you are Sovereign God. Indeed, Lord, I come before you this morning in humility. And Lord, we just give you thanks for the wonderful rain that has fallen. Thank you, Lord, that when it seemed so dry and that there was no prospect of rain, Lord, you have blessed us with very good rain. Thank you, Lord, that you hear our prayers. Thank you, Lord, that you value our prayers. Almighty God, I just pray that this morning, that through your Holy Spirit, that you will touch hearts and lives. Oh, Father, Christmas is a time of joy, a time, Lord, to just really enjoy who you are. But sadly, Lord, it has also become a time where, for many people, it is a bad time of year, as they have experienced the harshness of life and may be alone this Christmas, as they have lost loved ones. Maybe life just hasn't been good to them and they have lost the job or may just find themselves in a place where they feel depressed. They might find themselves in a place, Lord, where they may feel abandoned. Oh, Father, I pray for those people this morning, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will just descend and that you will touch them where they are, Lord. Lord, I pray for those in the midst of the congregation this morning. I pray, Lord, for those who are watching us via streaming. Oh, Father, may your Holy Spirit just descend and touch their hearts, rejuvenate their hearts, fill their hearts with your hope that Christmas brings, that you will fill their hearts with the peace that Christmas brings, that you will fill their hearts with the joy that Christmas brings. And that indeed, Lord, you will fill them with your love this morning that Christmas brings. Oh Lord, may your Holy Spirit descend upon us this morning. Father, I pray for those who are traveling to visit loved ones. Lord, may you keep them safe at this Christmas time. We pray, Lord, that they will have your traveling mercies upon them. Lord, we pray for those who may be working. We think of our police forces. Lord, we think of nurses. We think of those who will have to sacrifice family time to serve others. Oh, Lord, we just pray that you will bless their faithfulness and that you will take care of them. And Lord, I pray now that as we come to the reading and preaching of your word, Holy Spirit, that your word will speak to our hearts and into our lives, and that we may be transformed by this word. Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning I'd like to share from the Old Testament, from what we call a minor prophet, the prophet Micah. Micah chapter 5, verses 2 to 5a. Micah chapter 5, verses 2 to 5a. But you, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord, his God. And they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth. And he will be our peace when the Assyrians invade our land and march through our fortresses. May God bless to us the reading of his word. In the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Every year at this time of year, it's Advent. And every year when it's Advent, there are certain readings that we are given. And over 25 years over 25 years of preaching at Advent, one kind of gets to know the same readings and use the same readings, and sometimes you wonder how can we keep it fresh? How can we keep it contextual? How can we use it to speak into my heart and then into your heart? And as I was preparing for this week, I was kind of reminded of that Christmas song, Love Came Down at Christmas. Love came down at Christmas. It made me realize, you know, we kind of live in a world where we talk about love. Now, I could be here and tell you about the four different Greek understandings for the word love, but suddenly it just struck me, it wasn't talking about a word, it was talking about a person. Love came down at Christmas. Then I went and looked it up and realized that there was this lovely poem written, and it was transposed into a carol by Christina Rossetti in 1885, and she wrote this beautiful poem. Love came down at Christmas. Love all lovely, love divine. Love was born at Christmas. Star and angels gave the sign. Worship we the Godhead, love incarnate. love divine. Worship we are Jesus, but wherewith for sacred sign? Love shall be our token. Love be yours and love be mine. Love to God and all men. Love for plea and gift and sign. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Isn't that a powerful picture? There is God, this sovereign God, this almighty God. But yet he believed that each of our lives were of value. And that he created this universe. He created everything. He created humanity. Humanity was the crown of his creation, but yet humanity sinned. Humanity let him down. Now, when I think of summertime, when I was a child growing up in Newcastle, we didn't have things like televisions and computers and games. We had to entertain ourselves. And so what we used to do is I used to play this game with ants. I was God. And because they were biting me, I showed them that I was tougher than them and would step on them. But then, as I get older, I realize that is just who we are. We are like a little ant. And God is almighty. And God could have said, "I have enough of these people. I create them, I give them everything. But yet they sin and they transgress. They murder and they steal." He could have had enough of us. But yet this almighty God, this gigantic, ginormous, this beautiful God, decides to humble himself, become nothing. And he came down to earth as a man. Love came down at Christmas. Why? For God so loved the world. In 1988, Anisa Ayala was 16 years old and was diagnosed with a rare form of leukemia. The doctor said that if she did not receive a bone marrow transplant after chemotherapy and radiation treatment, she would die. Neither her parents or her brother was a match, and they could not find a donor. Her parents, both in their 40s, conceived another child and hoped that its bone marrow would be compatible with Anissa's. To their great delight, it was determined that this new baby was a compatible donor. And when Marissa Ayala was 14 months old, they took some of her marrow and gave it to Anissa. Anissa made a full recovery from the leukemia, and both sisters led healthy and are living healthy lives today. In a very real sense, Marissa saved her sister's life. She says, "Without me being a perfect match for my sister, she would not be here." Jesus was born into this world for the express purpose of saving us. He is the one and only Savior that can save all those who put their trust in him. Christmas marks the day we celebrate his birth And without him, we would not have salvation. The love of God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, compelled him to come down at Christmas to save all humanity. Think about it. We hear about Baal. We hear about Allah. In Hinduism, there are 300 million different gods. We're even told today that I could be a god in this modern world. But none of those gods are compatible for you and I. There is only one God that is compatible, and his name is Jesus. He was the only one who was and is compatible to save humanity. As we read through Micah chapter 5, it describes to us that the Lord is like our shepherd. The love of the shepherd, the love of our Lord Jesus works in three ways. And in Micah chapter 5, he describes it to us in these three ways. Firstly, the shepherd's love will encourage you to accomplish much more than you expect of yourself. Never underestimate the big importance of small things. It reads in Micah chapter 5, verse 2, "But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times." At the time of Micah's writing, Jerusalem was the capital city of Israel, or of Judah. And 6 miles, or roughly 4 kilometers south of Jerusalem, was a little village called Bethlehem. But yet, 500 years after he wrote these words, this little village would become the most important village in the whole world. Maybe there's someone here this morning who feels that they're insignificant, that their life has no worth. Maybe you sitting here this morning thinking, why am I actually here? What significance has my life got? Well, this morning I'd like to tell you, God created you in your mother's womb. God made you for his purpose. And although today we may not know what your significance may be, he knows. Trust him. Never underestimate the significance of small things. Secondly, the shepherd's love for you will lead you on a path of discipline. When I was trying to write that sentence, I thought I could write there, secondly, the shepherd's love for you, maybe it will lead you on a path of discipline. But then I realized, no, at some point in time in our lives, we are going to walk the path of discipline because of the shepherd's love for us. It reads in Micah 5, verse 3, "Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites." I can remember when Micah is writing these words, he's writing in a time when the Jewish nation had really turned its back on God. God had tried everything. He attempted everything to bring the people back to him. He set up the Ten Commandments. He brought the prophets. But what did Moses call them as they were walking in the wilderness? You stiff-necked people. All right, to just kind of translate that into modern language, you stubborn people. As human beings, we are stubborn. My mom used to give me some good hidings, but I still remain stubborn. It's a bad thing, Andre, but she still gives me a hiding now and again. Israel abandoned God. God had to turn his back on the sin that they were conducting. But yet God had not forgotten his people. He loved them. And in that time of punishment, in that time of discipline, God was making a way for his people. In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 and 6, it talks about God's discipline. And this is what the writer of Hebrews says. And have you completely forgotten this word of encouragement that addresses you as a father addresses his son? It says, my son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and he chastens everyone he accepts as his son. To be honest with you, every single hiding I got from my mother, today I give thanks for them because I know she loves me. And it's the same with God. In my journey with God, I have been on this path of discipline. But the one thing that always gets me through is that I know that God does it because he loves me. For you see, he knows that you're capable of so much more. Looking around this room, I can see there are a few that were in the headmaster's office a few times. And looking around this room, I'm sure that there are some that have been disciplined quite well by their parents. But they did that because they knew that you were capable of so much more. Thirdly, in the prophecy of Micah and in the Bible, Jesus is called the Good Shepherd, one willing to do anything for the sake of his sheep. And he was, he did, he is. When danger comes, Jesus doesn't run off and leave us to our own defenses. No, he does everything in his power to protect us. He cares for us so tenderly, so lovingly. He leads us so gently and patiently. When we get lost or wander off, he comes after us. He seeks and saves us. When we struggle or stumble, he helps us. When life wounds us, he heals us. He restores our souls. What a joy to belong to such a good shepherd. To be his flock, the sheep of his pasture. Know this. The Eternal One himself is the true God. He is the one who made us. We have not made ourselves. We are his people like sheep grazing in his fields. In Isaiah 40 verse 11 it reads, he will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will carry the lambs in his arms, holding them close to his heart. Don't you just love this picture? Can you see it behind me? Of the shepherd holding the lamb. Psalm 95 verse 7 reads, he is our God and we are his people, the flock of his pasture, his sheep protected and nurtured by his hand. I just love those words in Psalm 23. He will lead me beside quiet waters. God is not going to lead me into a wild place. He's going to lead me to a good place. And in John 10, verse 11, it reads, the good shepherd lays down his own life for the sheep. Each one of you, each one of us are compatible to God. And in his love for us, he gave his life for us. It reads in Micah chapter 5, verse 4, he will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth. This beautiful story that started in the garden with fallen Adam and a judged and cursed race, eternally separated from their creator God, ends in the eternal kingdom of the great shepherd king of Israel, the last Adam and federal head of a new creation of humanity seated on the throne. The good shepherd of the sheep continues to be the coming hope and consolation of Israel. And the day is fast approaching when he will return with healing in his wings to set up his eternal kingdom on earth. And Israel as a nation will once again be reconciled to God. He will return in power and great joy. He will return in power and great glory to rescue his people from their enemies and to redeem his people Israel. It reads, you will remain true to Jacob and merciful to Abraham, as you promised our ancestors. In Micah chapter 5, verse 4, the prophet is speaking directly to the people of Bethlehem, declaring that though they are small and seemingly insignificant among the thousands of Judah, the promised Messiah will come from their midst. This verse is powerful testament to the fulfillment of God's promises and the incredible ways in which he works through the most unexpected circumstances. As followers of Jesus, God's Messiah, we believe this prophecy speaks of the Lord's coming. So when Jesus proclaimed that he is the good shepherd, he demonstrated it by laying down his life for us, his sheep. For us, however, Jesus as our good shepherd means all Micah promised: strength, majesty, security, peace, and much more. Our shepherd Jesus means everything to us now and forevermore. We live securely, knowing that our eternal lives are in his hands. We know that when he comes back for us in glory, we shall share that glory with him. Most of all, Jesus is our assurance of eternal shalom. More than just peace amid life storms, we can be assured of our well-being amid times of trouble until we share life forever in his glory. Finally, for hundreds of years, the church has anticipated the coming of Jesus during the season of Advent. The fourth week of waiting for his arrival invites us to experience his love. Jesus arrived after a period of 400 years of silence, confusion, and longing from the Jewish people. He demonstrated his love by taking on frail humanity and revealing himself to unlikely people. During Advent, we celebrate the love that Jesus offers us by coming close to us in the midst of our suffering and sin. We also anticipate the day when his love will bring to an end all sin and suffering. Therefore, in conclusion, I close with this thought from an adaptation of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If I decorate my house perfectly with played bows, strands of twinkling lights and shiny balls, but do not have love, I'm just another decorator. If I slave away in the kitchen, baking dozens of Christmas cookies, preparing gourmet meals, and arranging a beautifully adorned table at mealtime, but do not have love, I'm just another cook. If I work at a soup kitchen, carol in the nursing home, and give all that I have to charity, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. If I trim the spruce with shimmering angels and crocheted snowflakes, attend a myriad of holiday parties and sing in the choir's cantata, but do not focus on Christ, I have missed the point. Love stops the cooking to hug the child. Love sets aside the decorating to kiss the spouse. Love is kind, though harried and tired. Love does not envy another's home that has coordinated Christmas china and table liners. Love does not yell at the kids to get out of the way, but is thankful they are there to be in the way. Love does not give only to those who are able to give in return, but rejoices in giving to those who cannot. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never fails. Toys will break. Pearl necklaces will be lost. Golf clubs will rust. But giving the gift of love will endure forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and gracious God, we praise and thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord, that love is not just a word, but that love is a person. And his name is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, that each one of us were created for your perfect will. Thank you, Lord, that each of our lives have worth. And thank you, Lord, that despite where we may have come from and where we may be going, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you loved us so much that you gave your life for us. Lord, thank you for this time of Advent. Thank you for this time of Christmas. Lord, thank you for this time to just celebrate the fact that we are worthy enough to be loved by you. And so, Lord, I pray that at this Christmas time, in a time where the world is shattered by wars and the rumors of war, where the world is shattered by all kinds of oppression, oh Lord, I pray that we may just take time out, that we may be still, and that we will remember that love came down at Christmas. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that we may be consumed by your love, and that because we know we are loved by you, that we may get up and that we will move forward and that we will bring glory, honor, and praise to your name. We thank you for this all, Lord, in the wonderful and precious name of Jesus. Amen. Has anybody seen this man on our campus, church campus? He's been around for about 30 years. Alfred, morning. How are you, Alfred? Fine. They tell me you decided not to retire. You say you're too old, that you're Kethler. Huh? Alfred, I'd just like to ask you and your family to come forward. We just want to say thank you to you for 30 years of service We have a little gift for you to say thank you. And I'd just like to ask you and your family just to come forward. And I'd like to ask the elders just to stand around them as we give thanks to Alfred and pray for him. 30 years, long time, huh? 30 years. And we'd just like to give you a small gift. Have you got the gift? Oh, there we go. We just want to say thank you. It's a card. And there's a gift from the congregation to say thank you.
Thank you so much.
And you've been a blessing.
Yes.
And it's been wonderful to have you working for us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alfred.
Thank you for everyone here in the church. Thank you.
And thank you to his family for allowing him to work for us. He's been working very hard.
Can I say something? Can I have a microphone?
I was very privileged to work with Alfred when he first started. And I just wanted to say that for me, you're an absolute gentleman. And you have showed me over the years how God operates. Because when you do things, you do it with such godliness and with gentleness. And you've never, ever shown me anything other than that. And you've been an absolute Christian example to me and often made me think about how I treat people or what I say. And I just need to say, Alfred, it's been an absolute privilege for us as a congregation to work beside you. When I've asked you for some really tough, difficult things sometimes, I think I would have been annoyed, and you have been gentle and kind and just done it with love. And I just want to say thank you so much.
Thank you, Alfred. Let's pray. Almighty God, we just thank you for Alfred. We thank you, Lord, for 30 years of service to the church. Thank you, Lord, that each day he did it for Jesus and he did it with love. Thank you, Lord, for the love that shined from Alfred and still shines from him today. Thank you, Lord, for his family. Thank you, Lord, for them. Thank you, Lord, for blessing them with such a good husband and father and grandfather. And Lord, we just pray now that as Alfred decides, Lord, to retire, that you will go with him. For Lord, we know that we never really retire, but that we continue doing things that we love. And I just pray that he will do the things that he loves and that you will bless him as he serves you and continues to serve you. Be with him and his family, Lord. Love and protect them and be with them always. We pray this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bless you, Alfred. As we reflect on today, as we reflect on God's wonderful love for us in Jesus, let us come to him with our offering as an act of worship.
Dear Lord, we come to you once again in the middle of the morning to give thanks to you for the gift of life. Lord, I want to thank you for bringing these gifts that we have collected. You gave them to us, and today we are bringing them back to your house for you to bless them and multiply them so that they will be used in the furthering of your word. Lord God, I want to thank you for all we have stretched their hands to give to your house. And bless them all, and bless them, and bless all of us again. Even those ones who were wishing to do the same but could not do it today. Give them the love to be able to share. Give them the love to be able to give. And give them the love to be able to continue to come to your house and enjoy and listen to your word. For your word is love and your word is life. Thank you, Lord, for these blessings that you have given us today. We give them back to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Should we stand and sing together our last song?
Hope we hold this silent night, and the King is born in Bethlehem. Our journey long we seek the light that leads to the hallowed manger crown. Felt in the silent age, 400 years can he be found, but broken by a baby's cry, rejoicing the hallowed manger ground. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God incarnate, here to dwell. His brow, and we beheld this offering, exalted now, the King of Kings, praise now with a hallowed manger crown. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God
Lord Jesus, we praise and thank you that you are God with us, Emmanuel. Thank you that you are in our midst right now. And we pray that as we go into this new week, Lord, that your hand will be upon us. Lord, that you will bless us. And Lord, that you will sustain us. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you for worshiping with us. See you on Wednesday. Christmas service starts at 8 o'clock. And enjoy your week, everyone. God loves you. Enjoy the tea and coffee. Blessings.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me with his life, that he even chose to die. On the cross he thought of me, now my song shall ever be. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me with no bounds. Greater love could not be found. When the doubts say something else, I will sing over myself. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me and I know he is making me a whole. When I stare into his eyes, I will say a billion times. I will say a billion times. I will say a billion times. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Because you first loved me. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Because you first loved me. Because you first loved me. Because you first loved me.
Yay! Thank you, Chief. We're going to practice now. We're going to practice quickly.